Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.1, Descriptive Analytics. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Data Analytics Techniques in the Data Analytics and SQL for AEC Professionals course. In this lesson, we'll explore the definition and scope of descriptive analytics, key metrics and KPIs relevant to the architecture, engineering, and construction, AEC. Industry, and effective reporting techniques. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to utilize descriptive analytics to summarize and interpret data in AEC projects, enabling you to make informed decisions based on data insights. Main content definition and scope of descriptive analytics. Descriptive analytics is the process of summarizing historical data to gain insights into past events. It provides a foundation for understanding what has happened and serves as a stepping stone for predictive and prescriptive analytics. In the context of AEC projects, descriptive analytics allows professionals to analyze project performance, resource allocation, and timelines by evaluating past data trends. For example, if a construction project consistently runs over budget, descriptive analytics can help you identify the specific phases where costs exceeded projections. By examining historical data, you can uncover patterns that may indicate where improvements can be made in future projects. This approach not only aids in understanding past performance but also enhances decision-making for upcoming projects. Key metrics and KPIs in AEC to effectively utilize descriptive analytics. It's essential to identify and track relevant key performance indicators, KPIs, and metrics. In the AEC industry, some crucial KPIs include Cost Performance Index, CPI. This metric helps assess the cost efficiency of a project by comparing the budgeted cost of work performed to the actual cost of work performed. Schedule Performance Index, SPI. SPI evaluates how well the project adheres to its schedule. It compares the planned progress to actual progress, helping project managers identify delays and areas needing attention. Change Order Rate. This KPI tracks the frequency and impact of change orders on a project. A high change order rate can indicate issues with project scope or communication among stakeholders. Project completion rate. This metric measures the percentage of completed tasks against the total tasks defined in the project plan, providing insight into project progression. Resource utilization rate. This KPI assesses how effectively project resources are being used. By monitoring this metric, AEC professionals can ensure that labor, equipment, and materials are allocated efficiently, reducing waste and improving productivity. By focusing on these key metrics, AEC professionals can better understand project performance, identify areas for improvement, and make data-driven decisions that optimize productivity and resource allocation. Reporting techniques. Effective reporting is critical in conveying the insights gained through descriptive analytics. Here are some effective reporting techniques tailored for the AEC industry. Dashboards. A dashboard provides a real-time view of project metrics and KPIs, allowing stakeholders to quickly assess the project's health. It can be customized to highlight critical indicators, such as cost overruns or schedule delays. Data visualization. Using charts, graphs, and infographics can significantly enhance the comprehension of complex data. Visual representations make it easier for non-technical stakeholders to grasp key insights and trends. Regular reporting. Establishing a schedule for reporting ensures that all stakeholders are updated on project performance. Regular reports can include weekly or monthly summaries, highlighting successes and areas needing attention. Narrative reporting. Accompanying data with a narrative can provide context and analysis, helping stakeholders understand the implications of the data presented. This can include explanations of variances, recommendations for corrective actions, and insights into future project phases. Interactive reports, providing stakeholders with the ability to manipulate data through interactive reports, can enhance engagement. Users can drill down into specific metrics, filter by date ranges, or view data by project phase, allowing for a more personalized understanding of project performance. By employing these reporting techniques, AEC professionals can effectively communicate insights derived from descriptive analytics, fostering informed decision-making among stakeholders. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the definition and scope of descriptive analytics, identified key metrics and KPIs relevant to the AEC industry, and discussed effective reporting techniques. Understanding and applying descriptive analytics enables you to summarize and interpret data effectively, ultimately leading to better decision-making in your projects. As you continue through this course, you will build upon these foundational skills to enhance your data analytics capabilities further. Reflection questions: how can you apply descriptive analytics to identify cost overruns in your current or past AEC projects? Which key performance indicators do you believe are most critical for your AEC projects? And why? In what ways can you improve your reporting techniques to better communicate project performance? Insights to stakeholders? Word count: 1022 words.